Kia ora, my name is Rachel and I'm from Model Home from Ōtautahi, and this is a segment about our new album And Nobody Made a Sound.
Model Home have been around for a few years now. You put an EP out back in 2019. What's it like looking back on those tracks after a few years, and what do you think some of the biggest differences on your new record?
So funny to look back on those recordings, because those recordings were done in a storage facility, a unit that Sean was renting out as a band practice space. And it's just incredible how you feel so excited about just getting music kind of down on, you know, for want of a better concept, down on paper and just out, and so that you can listen back to it and see how it sounds, and feeling so excited that it's up on Spotify and you're really keen to show it to everybody and all that kind of thing. And then you record professionally with real engineers and so on, and you look back at those recordings and you're like, oh my goodness, what were we thinking? So that's incredible. But actually also just kind of the roadmap for where the songwriting has gone and how we've stayed really, really true to just using simple songwriting techniques and just trying to use them really effectively. That day that we drove north, I don't know. I wore the black and white dress you liked. You didn't touch me even one time. That day in February, it changed. So we did the EP, and then there was this, you know, global pandemic thing, and so that just put a halt for the entire world on everything. But coming from Ōtautahi is funny as well, because obviously our city fell down 10 years before the pandemic, and it was only just starting to get on its feet in terms of diversity within live music in the city. And so that coming to a screaming halt was really, really strange. And we had to just kind of look at ourselves and go, what are we going to do? Like, how are we going to reinvigorate that for ourselves and for the people who like this type of music? And recording an album was the obvious choice. So we did a lot of writing over lockdown. And then, yeah, came out of that. It was like a 6-month period to get organised to go up to Tāmaki to record. And then, yeah, we recorded in 2021. And 2 days after we got back, we were thrown into that second level 4 lockdown for the entire country. So that was really interesting. And then we've been sitting on it since then, yeah. So it's just been kind of maturing. An electric musician as a general rule, so when we got together, Sean, who's our drummer, is an incredibly competent's the wrong word, he's more than competent, he's a wicked drummer, but he's also an exceptionally good bass player and also exceptionally good guitarist. And then Will's got these you know, twinkle emo chops as well, and I didn't have any of that, but I have some songwriting ability. And so we just wanted to mash it together and see what would come out. And we decided that simple was really good, and that you could make pop sensibilities work if you brought just honesty through in vibe and also in lyrical content and in themes and things like that. And I think the themes that really come through within the album are getting used to that, getting used to kind of loving writing music and loving playing music together, but also kind of getting a bit older. The concept of home comes through a lot, thus the name of the band, the idea of settling and the idea of like being an adult and all that sort of comes with that, doing things like driving and working a boring job and doing yard work, you know?
And folding clothes, sorting what I won't take with me when I go.
The record name came from, I was walking around during lockdown and Ototahi was having this unbelievable autumn, like golden days, and all the trees were bright yellow and everything was really warm. And it was like the second, third, fourth time in my life, in like my adult life, where the entire city was totally silent. And it's like on, it felt like Christmas Day. Because on Christmas Day, you can walk out onto your street and a lot of the time there will just be no cars at a time where there obviously would be because, you know, people are moving around and doing their thing. And so I think for me, it was kind of like a sign of the times or a reflection of the times type thing, that just there was no noise, nobody made a sound. Yeah.
Said it's better just to wait.
Concept of home again is quite funny because Carb on Carb have Home Again 2, and then the guys from Soda Boys did a Home Again that was kind of considered Home Again 3, and then Shannon Peterson, she has Home Again 4. So it's really just a string of people naming their song Home Again with a letter after it, after the She Had song, or a pacifier if that was them at the time. I can't actually remember. But it starts with this massive hit on the drums, which sounds like the beginning of Highway 61 Revisited. It's not the same, but that's one of my favourite albums of all time. And the beginning of Like a Rolling Stone starts with just this massive hit on the drums. And it's such a cool way to just bring the energy right in. And this has got like a lot of vocal stuff going on. It's quite thematic. It's quite dramatic. And it also just introduced kind of, again, that roadmap of where the album's going to go and the themes that it's going to explore.
We'll be right back.
suppose for me, the next most interesting ones are kind of in the middle. So track Spain, that is designed to be the last song on side A of a record. And I have talked about quite often with various people that it really annoys me when bands or artists will put out an album and it doesn't read well on a record, because you think, well, then why use that medium, you know? And the answer is maybe just because people ask for it, or maybe because it's lovely and it's very kind of tactile and all that sort of stuff. But for me, it really has to actually read like you meant it to have a big break in the middle where someone has to flip the record. And so that being the last song on side A is really important, because it's quite a... There's a lot of references to driving in this album, and that song particularly deals with a friend that I lost to a car crash. And it's sort of poignant in that way, that it's right in the middle, and it's pretty sad, I suppose, but it's not like whiny. It's just a... I was just angry that she died. But it also, there's kind of a healing aspect that comes to the next half of the album. And so that one's quite an important one for me. It's also got a lot of, once again, those quite anthemic vocals, and Sean's drum work is some of my favourite. The dynamics are really, really clever.
Up the coast, the gossip boats, your hands are warm though my kahit is broke. Got coins, you say you've got notes. We'll pull together by a raincoat. Isn't it pretty in the steely grey? Isn't it pretty in the light of day? You say, I wanna move somewhere warm, you say. Spanish, but I'm moving to Spain.
So 1984 Ford Laser was two tracks. It was 1984 Ford Laser / Amateur Dryer Repair. And those are Will, our other vocalist / other guitarists. That's really his song. We jammed it together because when we were playing it live, it worked really well if you just kind of slowed down rather than stopped playing in between the two. And it's a really nice link between two different vibes. But again, it's a car reference. The 1984 Ford Laser was my first car. And that song's about my relationship with Will and when we first sort of got together. And then it goes into us now where we're like living in our own house that we bought and everything's real full on. And we've started our own business together and doing a lot of yard work and working long hours at jobs that aren't our business just to make ends meet. It starts side B because we used to start our sets with that one, because again the energy is very, very clear. So that's definitely the next bookend for the album. And I think it's Will's most impressive vocal track as well. He really gets those lovely high. He's got this lovely quality to his voice when he sings really, really high, and it comes through really beautifully. It's a really great way to harness that.
Oh,
Living Garden. That one was funny because Tom, our bassist, who has now joined the band, we'd put together demos when we were recording so that we knew what everything was meant to sound like. And we'd sent him all the demos, but we hadn't signposted that that song existed because that song's about the friendship between him, myself, and Will, but specifically Tom and myself, because he's one of my absolute closest friends and longest serving friends. And we'd just wrapped the album, we'd just finished recording, and we were standing in the kitchen at Roundhead having a Steinlager. And Tom sent me a text and he was like, "Oh, I don't know what this song is, but I just had to listen to it. And, you know, it's really hit me very hard because I've realized it is actually about me." And so that was a really nice kind of confluence there where right at the time that we'd wrapped is when he sort of figured out that that song existed. And then not more than a few months later, he was in the band. And that just, it made total sense. And that song's very important to me. It's fully influenced by Australia's Camp Cope as well. And Camp Cope were the first band that I ever listened to that really, really convinced me that I should sing in my normal Kiwi accent.
Bye.
Tricky Home Simulator 2031. And that was our first single off this album because it's kind of the most direct reference to where we want to go sound-wise. And so it's good to, you know, finish the album with what you're planning to do next, I think. It's quite a nice link to the next stuff that you're going to do, but also like a really good way to remind yourself what you really love. So we wrote that one the night before we recorded it. We had all the instrumentation sorted. We knew how the song went, but we hadn't really written the lyrics or figured out how it was going to go. And we realized that we had to write like a 12-bar phrase rather than a 16-bar phrase. And that's really hard. So we stayed up all night watching the Olympics in Sean's dad's house in Auckland and wrote that song. And we did it the next day. We got the guys from Carbon Carb to come down and do the gang vocals for it. And we crushed it. And we were really, really happy with how it went. Especially because it for me, it really captures the frustration of the subject matter, which is just that there are a lot of houses going up around Aotearoa, but specifically around Ōtautahi in the vacant spaces left by the earthquake, that are subpar, and they're a way of jamming people in to a really small space, which is fine because we're pro high density housing, but the buildings themselves are just really, really average. They're poorly made with poor materials and quickly, and they appear to just be, you know, a money grabbing technique. And that's just, it's just so sad. Like, if people don't have a place to live that's built with thought and with care at a time where you have all this time and energy to really plan it out and make it look good, because we have this, like, clean slate, for want of a better term, I suppose. If you're not going to do that, what's the point, I guess? And so the idea is that by 2031, those homes will be leaky and cold and not really fit for anybody to live in, and that's just not really good enough.
Think about it more.
I'm Rachel from Model Home, and you're listening to Totally Wired on BFM